And someone else also, aside from the mask, a lot of people are wearing gloves. Do you recommend that or not?
And gloves are fine, but it doesn't stop you from spreading it around. If you go to the grocery store or you get any sort of illness on your hands or your gloves, and you get back in your car and you've got the gloves on, you're just going to spread it. So the whole idea is if you do wear gloves when you come out, you need to turn your gloves on, take them off, and take them off appropriately, inside out. So you're taking the contaminated surface and putting it inside the gloves, and then put your hand sanitizer on. You do everything you can to try to keep your hands clean, and you think about not transferring things from one surface to the other. And in the case of humans, if we get something on our hands, we're not going to get the illness. It's when you transfer it from your hands to the mucous membrane, either to your eyes, your nostrils, or to your lips. And that's the habit you'll have to form. And that's really what your face mask does more than anything. You're wearing glasses, wearing face mask, it minimizes the risk you're going to touch that tear in your face and spread it. But that's where your hand sanitizers come in. So if you want to wear gloves, great. But when you go to the grocery stores, you know, these different areas around Lowe's, Home Depot, et cetera, you know, when you walk in, they're wiping down the grocery carts. They've got the stuff for you to wipe them down. They got the hand sanitizers, and people should use them.
Yeah, if you're somebody that you just know you're going to touch your eyes because you just have that habit, that may be the time to wear the gloves, because the gloves are going to remind you not to touch your face.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah, that's interesting. Okay, well, let's
really, we're just encouraging also, just make sure to wear that face mask whenever you're out now, because it really will help prevent, if you have COVID and you don't know it yet, it's going to prevent you from spreading it to others. So.
Okay, that's
what we're hoping comes out of this is permanent change, that people realize that, you know, that if we don't want to spread disease around, number one, if you're sick in any way, shape, or form, you don't go to work, you don't go to school, you stay home. And then number two, people learn to be better hygienically about washing their hands, and doing these little simple things that really decrease the risk that you're gonna spread or pick up an infectious disease.
Yeah, I definitely think I'm assuming this is what you're talking about, probably in the future coming out of this situation, however long it proceeds or whatever, we're going to probably look at things a lot differently and have a change in how we handle things, I think.
Yeah, that's our hope. Yeah, it's interesting. When you look at the statistics for influenza, over 30,000 people die a year from that, and that's probably due to large part to our bad habits. And if we start to apply even a fraction of what we're doing right now for COVID, for the regular flu season, we're going to save lives.
Yeah. That's a great point. Okay, well, why don't we take a quick break, gentlemen, and we'll be back right after the news, and we'll go over a few more questions.
If you want to be part of the conversation, you can text in. That's 603-356-9145. If you have any questions for any of the doctors, again, that number, 603-356-9145. You can also email us, office@wmwv.com. We'll be back right after this.
And that newscast was brought to you by Johnson's Auto Care. Open and here for you with discounts and rewards. Show your AAA membership card and receive 10% off. Combine that with any unused loyalty reward points and the savings really start to add up. Johnson's Auto Care, Route 302 North Conway. Open and visit online at johnsonsautocare.com. Greg Frizzell here, General Manager of Mount Washington Radio Group. I have on the line with me from Saco River Medical Group, Dr. Ross Emery, Dr. Rich Laracy, and Dr. Frank Hubble. How are you doing, gentlemen?
Great. Thank you. Great.
Excellent. So we've been going over questions basically around the coronavirus and COVID-19 and what's happening at Saco River Medical Group. So can maybe you explain to me if I went to Saco River Medical Group for walk-in, or maybe I broke an arm, or maybe I'm coming in to see if, you know, I maybe need to be tested for COVID. What can people expect when they come to Saco River Medical Group in Conway now? You mentioned there was a tent there. Maybe go through the process a little bit. Are there people in gear that are protected up with the special stuff, or what is that looking like?
So when they come in and they come up to reception, if they've got past the sign on the door that says stop if you have a fever, and the first thing the reception says to them is, are you sick? Do you have fever, chills, cough, sore throat, et cetera? Have you been traveling? And if they say no, then they say, put on a face mask. And so we have cloth face masks for them to put on. And then they say, why are you here? And then whatever the reason, then we see them as a patient.
And then we, as providers, you know, we protect ourselves. We make sure we've done our surgical mask. And if we're doing any sort of procedures, as always, we're wearing eye protection, you know, whatever we need to protect ourselves and the patient.
So basically,
the specific situation. So if we actually were doing a COVID test, which would always be outside, the provider performing that test wears full PPE as the guidelines, including an N95 respirator. But if we're just inside caring for somebody that has a musculoskeletal injury or is getting their regular well-styled check and vaccines, we'll be wearing face masks, and the family will wear face masks, and even the child will wear face masks.
Okay. And then, as we now know, the governor has said that the schools will not be opening for the rest of this school year, and we also had Kevin Richard, the superintendent of SAU 9, on the air with us a few days ago, and he said that there is going to be an April vacation for kids. They're going to give them that week off from doing their schoolwork over computer and stuff. What advice would you give to people with kids over April vacation right now?
Stay home. but actually get outside. We've been encouraging, in a social distancing manner, for families to get outside for exercise. For mental health and physically is really important. Here in the office, I've noticed, you know, many of my patients, you'd expect, increasing their body mass index from what we normally would see just because of the decreased activity. So getting outside in that manner, just doing it in the right way, is very important.
Yeah, so getting out and taking some little short day trips, you know, to go out to hike the land to see the snow, the views, and, you know, get around, that's all fine. If they have restaurants on open, you're not going, you know, going out to eat. But just use common sense. You know, don't be risky and expose yourself. And obviously, people aren't going to be traveling long distances.
Right, and so definitely, I know, as we move on with the coronavirus, people are saying, you know, geez, how long is this going to last? When are we going to start easing some of these measures? And I would assume that what you're advising people, especially right now, and even going into April vacation, is to be diligent still and look at those measures, correct?
Yeah, that's very well put. Continue to be diligent. Now is not the time to ease off.
Okay. I have another question that just came in. It said, if wearing gloves for protection, would it be safe to wash them on and continue using them for protection without removing them? Does that work?
There's actually been some information about using your hand sanitizers on your gloves themselves, and how well that works or doesn't work, and does it degrade the glove. We would prefer that people kind of use the gloves once and then turn them inside out and dispose of them.
Okay. Now, are there any other thoughts as we wrap this up that you guys would like to get out to the public or let them know what you're doing at Saco River?
Yeah. Oh, go ahead. I was just going to make sure I remember to throw in just a huge thanks to our entire staff who have tirelessly tackled this problem. Obviously, there's a certain amount of risk, even though we go the distance to mitigate that. So everybody has just been so professional on our end, I think, and just making sure that we're here to take care of our patients. Thanks to them.
Yeah, I want to ditto that remark. We are so grateful for our staff. They've been so amazing in this last month, and they're always amazing. But this last month, their colors have really shined, and that we've all pulled together as a team, and they've really just made us really proud and to work here. And we just want to thank all our staff because they do an amazing job here.
Yeah, and you just want to remind folks, now's the time. You know, be diligent, stay with it, wash your hands often. You know, you go out, wear your mask, protect your face and stuff, and just be smart. You know, don't slack off now and get sick. Instead, let's stay healthy.
Absolutely. And by the way, we have gotten through our text line a lot of smiley face emojis and hearts popping through for you guys. Obviously, they're not questions, but there's a lot of love out there for Sauk River Medical Group and all that you guys are doing for the community, by the way.
And if somebody isn't feeling well for any reason whatsoever, we want to see them. Whatever the problem is, we're more than glad to take it on.
That's excellent. But, again, yeah, a lot of love coming through the text line for you guys and for everybody on the front line, because I think everybody realizes the risk and what everybody's doing at this point in time, you, your staff, your organization, and it's just really fantastic. And we've seen it all over the valley, and everybody that's has a part in this seems to be doing really well and just really pulling together.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much, gentlemen, doctors, for being on with us, and be safe, and thank you for being on Drive Time.
You're very thank welcome. You. We great. Appreciate the time, and anything we do for you, let us know.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you to the doctors. We have Dr. Rich Larisee, we have Dr. Ross Emery, and Dr. Frank Hubble from the Saco River Medical Group. We appreciate their time so much. Thank you to everybody who texted in to 603-356-9145 with your questions. And we want to give one big thank you to all of our sponsors, of course, the law offices of Cooper Cargill Chance, Leoni McDonald, and Roberts Certified Public Accountants, and Settlers Green and Settlers Crossing. It's been Magic 104 Today's Hits, as well as 93.5 WMWV. This has been Drive Time.